There's different things contributing to it, but this is a really nice stretch for Mats, and it's awesome to see. He's done a tremendous job. He continues to just pitch with an edge, and obviously the velo's up, which is helpful. That's a big contributor to his success. So the velo's there. He used a sinker at the top and the bottom, which allows him to play the changeup off of that, so you can't just not swing at that changeup down, because he stuck some of the fastballs down there as well, and then he used the curveball enough to keep you off balance. So overall, just the mix was really good. I thought he worked well with Willie behind the plate. But again, a really, really nice outing.
Earlier in the year, he had innings where if there would be a little bit of traffic, it would get going and they might get away from him a little bit. Tonight, he had the one, but he worked through it and finished the game pretty strong.
Yeah, and that's the edge I'm talking about. He's not letting just a little bit of adversity kind of snowball into a bad inning. He's staying on the attack. And from a mentality standpoint, when you got to be able to pitch with conviction at this level. And that's what he's doing. Yeah.
What do you like about the lineup being able to score in so many innings tonight, and then you get the homer from Theo, but it's not reliant on just the long ball, a lot of rallies and different ways to do it tonight?
Yeah, this lineup has the ability to beat you a lot of different ways. We're not just relying on the homer. I mean, it was nice to get going that way with Theo. He continues to swing the bat well. But we just took really nice at-bats all the way through. I thought Gorman had some really good at-bats left on left, and Eddie at the top of the lineup did a really nice job. Even the line out was a good at bat by him. Nolan Arenado swung the bat really well. Two of them right at guys, but I mean, really good day for him. Just up and down that lineup, pretty good.
Ollie, how would you describe what you've seen from Contreras the last couple of months? It's been more than just a month. Go back to June, I think, at the plate particularly.
It feels like he's settled in. That's the best way I can describe it, where he's not trying to impress or do more than he needs to. He's just taking his at-bats like he normally would, and he just feels like he's settled in and relaxed and just going about his business. But, I mean, we know this guy's a threat at the plate, and we're definitely seeing it now.
Tommy, having Lars Newcar flipped in the order from where they were yesterday, what's the thought process and how you put them, who you put in the one and who you put in the nine?
More matchup based off of their lefty that started today. If you look at overall splits, righties have gotten them at a much higher rate. Eddie's done a nice job against left-handed pitching. We felt like giving him three shots from that side made sense. He did his part.
I know next year's the furthest thing from your mind right now, but when you think about Steven Matz, can he be a guy you can depend on start to finish next year looking forward to?
Absolutely. When you think of Matsy and his year last year with the knee injury, and you go into the off season, I mean, it's not fair to think that he had a normal off season. He was rehabbing the knee just to get back to normal. He wasn't able to build off of it from a strength standpoint and do what he would normally do to get ready for a season. So I think that contributes to a slow start. There's other things, so he'll never use that as an excuse, but it wasn't a regular offseason for him. But we're seeing a really good version of him right now. Our job is to continue to build off of that and allow this to be what we see every time out. Yeah.
Are you able to share who your first guy at the bullpen is tomorrow?
We'll go inside and kind of look at that. I've yet to tell him, so yeah.
What did you like about Palante tonight?
What it looked like against righties. He's been working hard at that. You can see the slider had more velo to it, had more kind of bite at the towards the end there. He got some chase off of that with the right-handers. So that was good to see.